Alrighty. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Priswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 23 of our 25 clients in 25 days. Today's topic, I'm ready to tell a new story. I tell a story about things, and it is a great idea. You know, you start telling a story, and then you co-create from that space. And that is so true. So many times in my life, I have gotten aware that, oh my gosh, I'm telling a story. Damn, it's the story I don't want. But it feels so real. It feels so real. This is like, this is my truth right now, right? Which is why one of the things I say at the end of the tapping is, this is my truth. This is my truth. Not the other. Not the other, but this. This is what I want. This is what I want to be telling. This is the story I want to be creating. We are powerful, powerful co-creators, right? And we can get in our own way in such a big way. We tell the story. Our stories have the power to create incredible experiences and incredibly frustrating experiences, right? All right. Let's take in a nice deep breath, call in our guides, call in our angels, call in the divine, that beautiful holy part within ourselves that is connected to everything in all ways. We say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to clear out thoughts, fears, beliefs that we have that are not in alignment with our highest truth, with our highest beingness. We ask and allow new ideas and new awarenesses to come in to show themselves to us. And we are grateful. We receive them now. We say yes. We say thank you. And so it is. Start tapping. Boy, do I have a story. I've got this story about people not liking me enough, people not wanting to work with me enough, people not responding, people not calling me back, people not responding when I send out an email. It must be me. It must be me. There must be something wrong with me. Even though I have this story, even though on some level I believe that. On some level it comes up and bites me in the ass. Must be true. Must be true. I thought it. Must be true. Even though I know it's not. At least I hope it's not. I still believe it. I still give it weight. There's a part of me that fears that it must be true. They aren't interested. They don't care. They don't want what I have, what I'm offering. They're not interested. They're just like, yeah, no, thanks. Not interested in you, not interested in your work, not interested in working with you, not interested in what you have to say. Even though my fear can go there with such ease, because I've practiced it, because someone taught me, because I've seen it, I witnessed it. That was what I learned at the knees of my teachers, of my family, my parents, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my brothers, my sisters. I learned this from everybody. I'm willing to change the story. I'm willing to catch myself. I'm willing to become aware when I'm doing it. I am willing to awaken to the fact that I'm creating more of the same. I'm a powerful co-creative being. I'm powerful in my connection with the divine. I am powerful. And yet, I use my powers for things I don't want because I'm afraid. If I say things, I'll be struck down. lightning will hit me if I lie. Even if I am telling a story of something I want, of something I want to create in my future, then I'm lying because it's not happened yet. It's not truth, so therefore I'm lying. It hasn't happened yet. Who am I to say that my clients love me and are coming? I don't have evidence of that. I got evidence of not enough. What if? What if I changed my story? What if I caught myself in the moment and changed my story in that moment and said, I want more clients. I'm willing to receive more clients. I'm welcoming in more clients. And I'm seeing more clients showing up. I'm witnessing it. It's happening. My clients love me. They love my work. They want to work with me. They want to be with me. They love what I'm doing. They love what we're doing together. What if I tell that story? What if I tell that story? I'm willing to tell a new story. I'm willing to have a new experience, to have a new manifestation, a new reality manifested in front of me. I'm willing. This is something I can do. And if I need to, I can tap along with me telling the new story to give it even more strength, to give even more power. I'm willing to create a new reality. I'm willing. I am willing. I am willing. And as I'm willing, I notice that my ability to create a new story becomes easier and easier. Not only does my ability to create the story become easier, but then I notice that the story becomes true. With more and more ease, with more and more expansion, not only do I easily create one client, I easily create five. And then I easily create 10, and then I easily create more. Until I have a full waiting list of clients. Yes. I am grateful. I am grateful for this new tool that I have, this awareness, this power that I have within myself to create what I want. I'm grateful that I am aware of it. I'm grateful. And I use it. I recognize when I'm not using it, and I choose to use it. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, everyone, nice deep breath. Have a beautiful afternoon. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Bye now.